Tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight guests have practically grown up in front of our ears over the past few years, with their musical chops getting better and better, and they were very good to begin with back when they were first on the segment as 14-year-olds. These days, they're young adults, and they've got a new song to share with us tonight. I'd like to welcome Mary and Brianna Ferrero back to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Hi, ladies.
Hey, how are you, Kathy?
It's been a real pleasure to follow your musical process and progress over the past few years. Do you believe we last spoke in January?
Yeah, I think it was January.
Mm-hmm. A lot has happened to you since then, the biggest thing being your high school graduation, which tonight's song reflects on, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute, but let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now.
We just got back from a Nashville trip, which was very exciting. We got to meet with publishers and some industry people. But right now we're at Rockland Community College. We're doing music business and just taking a lot of time for our music at home, too. Definitely interesting. It helps us with pursuing our music at home, so it's really great. It's the best of both worlds.
Is it difficult to adjust to not seeing the faces of the fellow students you'd been with for so long every day?
Yes, it's actually really hard. I think about them a lot. We all have a big group text, and we talk about how much we miss each other. There's a few who go to RCC that we weren't friends with in high school, but we talk to now because they're just a familiar face.
The nicest thing is that you have one another as sisters, as twins, and as bandmates. But does that ever get a little complicated?
It's mostly awesome. We do, like, we have our bickering episodes, but for the most part, to go to school and to be in a band and to just spend every day together, it's great.
You're twins, but you're fraternal twins, am I correct?
Yeah.
There's a sisterly resemblance between the two of you. You were born on the same day, but you don't look exactly alike. Do you think that that was a plus as opposed to being identical twins?
I think so, just because,
like, our own identity.
Yeah, it's nice to have my own face. I think when people hear we're twins, they all of a sudden get us confused. I think it's all in the head because we don't look alike.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guests, Mary and Brianna Ferrero. Has your songwriting grown and changed over the years since we first met?
Definitely. I think as we matured, our songwriting matured, and as we experienced more, we got to write about those experiences.
Does one of you do most of the writing, or are you both working on songs together?
Brianna does most of the lyric writing, and then I come in and I help with either a bridge or verse, and I add all the harmonies, and that's kind of our writing process. Mary puts the finishing touches on the song.
Yeah.
Do you take turns on lead vocals?
Yeah, we switch on. Mary gets all the big stuff, like the belting and the high notes, but we do switch off on the lead.
When you write, do you use the guitar, or do you kind of hum things into a tape recorder and then figure it out from there?
It's honestly different. Sometimes inspiration hits and I'm driving in the car and I have to record myself, and then sometimes I'll just sit down and play guitar and I'll play something pretty and that'll inspire something. So it's different every time.
In addition to playing as an acoustic duo, you also perform with a backing band sometimes. Tell us a little bit more about those guys.
It's so cool to hear an arrangement behind a song that you've been working so hard on. Soul Farm is the band that would play for us. They're just really experienced musicians, so you get the chills playing and hearing the full-on band behind you. It's really cool.
They both play your live gigs and some of your studio sessions, correct?
Yes, most of the studio sessions that you hear. The one that you're playing today, though, was produced by a good friend of ours named Lucas Haas. He's a great producer, and he's the producer on that one. He is dating my sister, and that's how we met him, and he's this great music producer, so we recorded his house. He has a home studio in Albany.
This is your older sister?
Yeah, our older sister.
What shows have you got coming up?
We do a lot of shows in New York City. We don't have specific dates, but if you follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, you'll see updates. We do stuff at the Bitter End, pianos in New York City, and local, like, NIAC gigs.
Give us your website and those social media links so that we can keep up with what you're doing.
Our website is maryandbrianna.com, Brianna with two N's, and then our tags on Twitter and Instagram are Mary and Brianna with no spaces.
And we use the word A-N-D, not the ampersand, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I'm Kathy Millar, and my guests in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD are Rockland County residents, the Ferrero sisters, Mary and Brianna. Now, that brings us to tonight's song. As we mentioned, it's something that you wrote as you were getting ready to graduate from high school. It's called We Got Love. Tell me about shooting the video that goes along with this song.
Shooting the video was really fun. We actually used our iPhone 6s. Gave it like a home video kind of feel. We just went back to our high school, Clarkstown South. Nobody was there, so we just went in the bleachers on the football field, and our cousin helped us film it. It was a really good time. We were really happy to do the song because of how supportive south was always to us. So we really wanted to get our friends in there. We wanted to get the school in there. We wanted to really get all the people who supported us through high school in the video, and it meant a lot to a lot of people, so we were really happy with it.
And what a nice memento of your high school years, sort of a musical yearbook. Whose idea was the concept?
Whenever we are thinking of a music video, we kind of just listen to the song and we'll just throw out a bunch of ideas. Brianna's actually majoring in music business and I'm majoring in photography, so I do all of our videos. So we'll just listen through the song and throw out ideas, and then a story just always kind of lays out itself.
And our listeners can see that on YouTube, correct?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Give us the link for that.
Just type in Mary and Brianna, We Got Love, on Google. It should pop up.
Tell us about the actual writing of the song. How did it come together, and how do your friends feel about it?
It came together with all of the emotions as a senior in high school. First verse kind of talks about how you don't really know what you're doing in the future, but you're with a group of friends, and you just want to focus on the kids that you love and the kids that you're with. And I think a lot of seniors feel that way as they go into college. They're a little confused. And then the chorus is just saying, you know what, who cares? We got love. We'll make it. We all love each other. And then the second verse talks about relationships. So it's just all the emotions that are stirring in your head as you turn 18.
And what did your friends think of the song?
We tweeted it and put it on Facebook. They all were texting us. They're like, oh, my God, it made me cry. And sometimes I'll even listen to it. It makes me think of graduating and not going to see them anymore. So it's a little emotional.
It's a good graduation song, but I think it can also take on a bit more of a universal theme as well. Was that what you were going for?
Yeah, definitely. It's always great to have a universal theme for everyone to relate to.
Mary and Brianna Ferrero, thanks as always for bringing us another fine song tonight in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. All the best as you continue with your musical and your college career. Here are Mary and Brianna Ferrero with We Got Love on 100.7 WHUD.
Things are burning tonight, getting blurred, but that's fine. What's the reason I have no peace in our mind? The future's fame, but it's inside. We'll worry about that in time. Let's just keep laughing. To first days, anxiously walking through the hallways, confusing anybody, cause what did we know? Then later days, reckless ways, still naive, but that's okay. Trouble was something that we chose, but we got beating hearts, so we know we're going far. We don't feel ready, but we are, cause we got love, we got fire, pumping blood, getting high, we're screaming, oh, oh, oh.